Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
You're listening to Puma Podcast.
I hereby declare a campaign that this city is at war against drugs. This will be your chance to get out of this city.
That's not the voice of our former president you're hearing, and it's not taken from a speech delivered in 2016. That's his son, City Mayor Sebastian Duterte, speaking to Davao Police this year, 2024.
Since March 22, kung kailan sinabi ni Baste Duterte na may drug war ulit sa Davao, sa bilang, immediately nagkaroon ng 5 patay sa 24-hour period from hapon ng 22 and late evening ng 23. And then, nagkaroon ng susunod na araw, additional 2. Yun lahat ay drug-related. Pero ang hindi nabanggit sa news account sa national media ay may 2 pa actually napatay ang mga pulis na sinasabing mga magnanakaw o may dala-dalang marin. So, siyam actually ang napatay ng mga pulis in a 72-hour period sa Davao City.
The thing is, the drug war never stopped, especially not in Davao, which has been the bloody campaign's hotspot since President Duterte left office. But keeping track of the killings in the Duterte stronghold is backbreaking work for the country's last remaining drug war monitor, and for a myriad of reasons.
Kasi kami, we have to admit, yung data ng dahas, it's an undercounting. Kasi paano kung walang balita na nasulat tungkol sa totoo? Or paano kung walang news account na nagsabing ito ay related sa drugs? Kasi ang dami-daming patayan, ano?
A researcher from Dahas says propaganda and neglect from the Marcos administration have allowed the drug war killings to run rampant in Davao City. It has also prevented the public from knowing exactly how many have died. I'm Bella Perez Rubio, Puma Podcast, and you're listening to Teka Teka News.
Yung pagpatay ng mga pulis sa mga pinag-iinalang addict or pusher or drug dealers restarted actually when the father, si Digong, stepped down as president and na-elect si Baste as mayor ng Davao City.
That's Joel Ariate, a researcher from Dahas. A tally of drug war killings run by the Third World Studies Center at the University of the Philippines, Diliman.
Kasi sa monitoring namin, for the last year ng Duterte administration, wala kaming nakita halos na patayan sa Davao City. But then, starting July 2022, makikitang nagkaroon ng parang almost every week may isa, and then 2, minsan 3 in a week.
Ever since then, Davao has remained a drug war hotspot, trailed by Cebu and Metro Manila. But that's not all that sets the city apart.
Simula July 2022 hanggang June 2023, first year in office ni President Marcos, may 53 drug-related killings sa Davao del Sur, 52 of which, except sa isa, ay sa Davao City lahat. At lahat ng yon ay gawa ng police, which is very peculiar sa the general trend or sa average nationally. Kasi since we started monitoring yung and making it public, social media, yung 2021, last year in office ni Duterte, and even the first year in office ni President Marcos, ang average ng kumbaga casualty caused by state agents ay nasa 40% lang. Sa Davao, it's 99% dahil sa paghihinala nilang addict ito or pusher ito or related sa drug.
That's right. nearly all of the drug war killings in Davao are committed by law enforcement. It's part of what makes tracking killings in Davao City uniquely challenging.
It's hard and difficult for those of us outside of the PNP. Pero I know, pag binasa mo yung PNP annual report, they are monitoring all these killings. Kasi palaging may item on illegal drugs and the killings. And again, palaging may component ng propaganda. Pag binasa mo yung 2021 report nila, for example, may initials lamang without any disclosure kung ano yon. Death during police operation. Na nakalagay ang initial lang ay parang DPO or DIPO or something. And then, pag binasa mo yung 2023 annual report nila, may broad cluster lamang na neutralized daw. But it's not the same as saying na napatay sila kasi sa pag tinignan mo yung subcategories ng neutralization, so sa PNP report, so nandiyan yung nag-surrender, nandiyan yung apprehend, and nandiyan yung napatay. But they're now very clever kasi wala nang disaggregated data related sa apprehension or neutralizations related sa illegal drugs. And yung local media ay reliant 90% of the time dun sa police din mismo sa local level. And sometimes yung mga police, and to ay particular sa Davao, may Facebook pages and then they post yung kanilang kills actually as accomplished. Dispersed sa social media na kung hindi mo tsatsaga yung tingnan, you will not come up with even an estimation kung ano bang nangyayari talaga, ilan ba talagang napapatay.
We look at the Marcos administration's response to the revived drug war push in Davao after a quick break.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
In the hours following Mayor Basté Duterte's announcement, national media turned their attention to the slew of killings that quickly followed. It was reminiscent of the first hours after Rodrigo Duterte's inauguration. The Marcos administration was quick to respond. National Police Chief Benjamin Acorda Jr., who has since retired, ordered an investigation. Davao Police leadership says it has temporarily relieved 8 cops in cooperation with the probe.
We can also say neglect doon sa sitwasyon sa Davao City ay natulungan ng propaganda ng mga Marcoses. And the Marcoses are so adept sa propaganda play, kumbaga.
Before the Haas was even formed, Joel was already a researcher of the Marcos dynasty. UP's Third World Studies Center was established in 1977 to counter the propaganda of the Marcos dictatorship.
Kasi pag upo ni Bongbong Marcos, talagang dinownplay na nila. Wala na yung drug war, may departure na. At first they started saying it's a less bloody war on drugs. And eventually, a few months into his term, they said, this is a bloodless drug war. And yun yung paulit-ulit na sinasabi ng administration na to. But we keep on pointing out, but look at Davao. Parang seems to be walang nagsasabi sa presidente. Of course, we can understand that early on, yung alliance between the Marcoses and the Dutertes, crucial sa kanilang electoral victory and yung hold nila in power at the moment. But nang magsimulang mag-fray, kumbaga, yung alliance na yun, nakita natin na medyo nagbabago rin yung attitude ng national government towards Davao City. Kasi nung nag-declare si Basté ng war on drugs, for example, very swift yung action ng leadership ng PNP National Police. Pinambistigahan nila kaagad yung mga Davao police. But it took them a year to do that. Matagalan pumapatay historically yung paggamit ni Digong, ng tatay, ng kapulisan sa Davao for all the other previous killings. Ito nagang hindi lang masasabi nating particular ito sa Davao, kundi ito ay institutional practice ng kapulisan sa Davao. And yung leadership ng National Police ay for the longest time just went along with it. So, itong ating bagong PNP chief, for example, sinasabi niyang, ay, hindi ko gagamitin yung term na drug war. Ililihis doon, ano? Mm-hmm. So, sa isip ko, another ploy na naman ba ito na i-downplay ito or sabihin na wala na ito. But then they really have to contend with the practice of Davao.
So where does this leave the effort to track deaths in Davao? A first crucial step to ensuring that those responsible will be held accountable.
Alam ng police, they have the data actually. Ang problema lamang ay, hindi ko alam, siguro, again, ito ay consequence ng, ito yung spin ng Malacanang. So hindi dapat magkaroon ng source ng official data that will not undermine yung official line. So, yun yung problema, yun yung detrimental effect ng putting primacy on propaganda rather than on really reading the data and enacting policy change. So, unless may transparency, unless magpapakatotoo yung PNP at di-disclose nila ito, hindi tayo magkakaroon ng sufficient na basehan para sabihin, nagbago na nga kasi ito yung datos.
Unless the national government acts, the valuable numbers we have from the country's lone drug war monitor will remain an undercount. Still, the HAS has tallied a national average of about one killing per day under the Marcos administration.
We can only offer estimates, but yung hard data, alam namin nandiyan sa Philippine National Police. Kasi may bilang sila eh, in-include nila yan sa annual report nila. So maybe another institution, maybe the legislature, when they're doing the budget hearing, should be able to compel the Philippine National Police to disclose the exact numbers.
And that was today's episode of Teka Teka News. Again, I'm Bella Perez Rubio. Pidoy Blanco edited this episode. Our executive producer is Jill Caro, and our senior news editor is Veronica Uy. If you found this episode useful, share it with a friend or two, and thanks for listening.